Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to confront a great threat, a very serious soldier and a proven warrior who served in the United States Army for 32 years, retired with four stars on his shoulders. And in fact, he was the most highly decorated serving general, having been awarded three Purple Heart medals and twice awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. The guy's name is Barry McCaffrey, and he is an amazing guy and a very smart strategic thinker. And he has a unique perspective on several issues we're facing, but one of them that nobody brings up is the ongoing nuclear threat from Iran. Is it going to get worse under a President Biden? The continuing nuclear threat from North Korea. And yes, continued threats from the second and third greatest nuclear powers in the world right now, Russia and China. So what do you do about it? We will be speaking to General McCaffrey coming up this hour. We will also be talking about the idea of spending almost $6 million of taxpayer money to provide conveniences and services and cleaning stations for homeless encampments. Is it really a great idea for the government to invest big bucks, real money, in providing service to homeless encampments, or is it more appropriate to try to rid the city of those encampments? I think you know the answer that I favor, but if you have another idea or phone number, we will take a call, 1-800-955-1776. And then there's the ongoing attempt to figure out what voters said. So many voters, more voters than ever before. This huge, I mean, just unbelievably huge turnout that we had. Do you know what the turnout was percentage in King County, Washington, which is where I live? King County is one of the largest counties by population in the whole country. It's upwards of 1 million people. It's close to 2 million people. And in King County, Washington, of people who are eligible to vote, not just of people who are registered, but of anybody who lives here who's eligible to vote, 86%. 86%. The highest ever. In 2012, it was 85%. But still, this is a bigger population. It's a bigger turnout. And by the way, kudos to Kim Wyman, who's a friend of this show, who's the Secretary of State for the state of Washington, who did a superb job. If anyone had any complaints about the way that she ran the election here, and yes, it was an all mail-in ballot election, I haven't heard any complaints. And she got reelected. And well-deserved, and good for Secretary of State Kim Wyman. Okay, not so good or so clear was the message that voters were trying to send. And there's actually a very thoughtful column by David Brooks of the New York Times. And the title of the column is what voters are trying to tell us. And he says the first thing we heard from most Americans, since Joe Biden's popular vote victory is certain, and yeah, that popular vote victory is approaching 5 million margin. So it's it could be close to double what Hillary's popular vote victory was. But in any event, he says that Biden's popular vote victory seems certain. What the voters were saying is they find they want to replace Donald Trump. We live in a divided, dug-in nation, but millions more white evangelicals voted Democratic in 2020 than in 2016. Yeah, there was a big change. I mean, basically, Hillary got wiped out among white evangelicals. She got 15%. Joe Biden got 23%. That's better. He increased his support among white evangelicals at the same time that President Trump was increasing his support among blacks and Latinos. In any event, many people voted against partisan predilections, writes David Brooks, to remove a man who they found a menace to the foundations of this country. That's no meager accomplishment, he says. The second thing voters told us in their votes is this: separate church and state. And he doesn't mean here literally separate church and state. He means stop treating politics like a religion. He writes, we've long had political polarization in this country, and we still will. But over the last few years, polarization has transmogrified into something much worse, a religious war. Trumpism and wokeism are not equivalent phenomena, but they both serve as secular religions for their disciples. They offer a binary logic of good versus evil, a cult-like membership experience, apocalyptic or utopian visions, witch trials for the excommunication of the impure, and the sense of personal meaning that comes while fighting a holy war. Don't you think that's true? When you see those nuts, those crazies who come into cities and pull down statues, remember they pulled down a statue of an elk in Portland? And it's unclear what the elk was doing that was offensive. But there's almost a religious fanatical fervor. It's like iconoclasts of old during the Reformation who wanted to pull down statues because they thought it was unbiblical. But it's a craziness and an intensity that's very dangerous. In different ways, voters told the two parties that they'd like our politics to be about practical issues. If you want a religious war, go have it somewhere else. They told Republicans, for example, that you will be much stronger without the MAGA craziness. The Republican Party had a much better election than Trump. While Trump is losing, Republicans have picked up 6 House seats so far. They just picked up another 2 today. One in Texas, one in California. The Democrats have yet to flip a single state legislature, meaning Republicans will draw the district lines for the next 10 years of electioneering. And that, as Joe Biden would say, is a big beep deal. It really is. The image of a possible future GOP emerged. A multiracial working class party, he says. Republicans made surprising gains among Latinos, black Americans, and Muslims. Meanwhile, voters told Democrats that they too would benefit if they played up policy and played down cultural concerns of their Portlandia graduate school defund the police wing. It's not policies that cost Democrats. The core Biden policies are popular. It's that they've built a cultural blue wall that keeps the other half of the country out, no matter the circumstance. And that is so true when you talk to people about why they voted. I know many people who were at one point undecided, but the Democratic refusal to support the police, to condemn the rioters, to condemn the taking down of statues everywhere, to condemn the trashing of America, the embrace of the 1619 Project, and all the rest of it, it was those cultural issues that destroyed the Democrats and made this big blue wave that they were anticipating and praying for never become anything like a reality. So where do we go from here? And what about that idea of actually healing some of our divisions, not just taking note of them or intensifying them? We'll get to that and more with General Barry McCaffrey coming up, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, Democrats built a blue wall, all right. And it's not just because they recaptured Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. But as David Brooks points out, what the Democrats did is they built a blue wall around their party to keep out new members. That's why all these highly He touted very well-financed candidates for the House and the Senate. That's why so many of their initiatives, the very left-leaning initiatives, almost all of them except for the drug initiatives, they all went down in flames. The American people don't like it. David Brooks writes about it's that they've built a cultural blue wall that keeps the other half of the country out no matter the circumstances. And this is the very essence of his piece, and I think it's such an important insight. And anyone who cares about two healthy political parties, two positive political parties, should want a change in this aspect of where the Democrats have been standing and where they've been going. It says the Democrats have kept the other side out by telling a certain sort of story. American politics, progressives commonly say, is all about the historical shift from homogeneity to diversity. They see America as divided between those enlightened cosmopolitans, Democrats, who welcome the coming diverse post-industrial world, and those knuckle-dragging racist troglodytes, Republicans, who can't even see this future. And yeah, there is a sense in which they still look down on the so-called deplorables. And look where it got them in 2016. And look where it got them in terms of congressional races and Senate races. This also goes to the piece that we talked about yesterday by David Leonhardt. He made the point that if you look at the way that Joe Biden did compared to other Democrats, he did much better. I mean, he led his ticket all the way. Why? Because Joe Biden is able to communicate the idea that he's an ordinary guy. That he's Joe Biden from Scranton. Toward the last part of the campaign, he was saying that the campaign was between a guy from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I know he left Scranton when he was 10 years old, but he's still from Scranton. He still has family back there. His grandfather was a city official in the town of Scranton. In any event, Joe Biden did better than other Democrats, and particularly than woke Democrats, the race that Daryl Issa won. And Daryl's a great guy, and I'm very glad to see him coming back to Congress. But the race he won in California was against an ultra-left hyphenated name, Kempo Najeer, I think his name was, last name, who had run before. And again, just too liberal, even for California. Too radical. Not just liberal. And David Brooks concludes, the voters have handed us a political system right now that will be led by Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi, with an average age among the three of them of 118. No, actually, that's Joe Biden is going to be 78, Nancy Pelosi's 80, Mitch McConnell is also 78. Okay, these are not culture warriors, writes David Brooks. They are politicians and legislators. They're deal makers. America is bitterly divided on cultural matters, writes Brooks, but it is getting less divided over economic policy. Populism has weakened the GOP's anti-government wing and opened senators like Marco Rubio, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, and others to ideas that call for more federal involvement in industry. For some, that includes worker training. For others, an infrastructure bank. That's something Marco Rubio is interested in. Wage subsidies or research and development industrial policy. The voters reminded us yet again that the other side is not going away. We have to dispense with the fantasy that after the next miracle election, our side will suddenly get everything it wants. We have to live with one another. The key is loosening the grip the culture war has had on our politics and governance. Let's fight our moral difference with books, sermons, movies, and marches, not with political coercion, he writes. And I think there's a great deal of truth in that, which is why I think it's very encouraging and very relevant that Joe Biden is focusing his first attention as president-elect on what? On the coronavirus, which isn't really a partisan issue, is it? I mean, the story from Associated Press says that president-elect Joe Biden signaled strongly yesterday that fighting the raging pandemic will be the immediate priority of his new administration. Biden began with a direct appeal to all Americans to wear masks, a departure from Trump, who has mocked Biden and others who make a point of always wearing protective face coverings when around others. In an official move, the president-elect formed a coronavirus advisory board dominated by scientists and doctors. While Trump has had a falling out with the medical experts on his own virus task force, even entertained shouts of fire, Fauci, fire, Fauci, fire, Fauci. And it's not even clear legally whether President Trump can do that with Dr. Fauci. He did fire his defense secretary yesterday, and apparently the FBI director is soon to come. Joe Biden said, "The challenge before us right now is still immense, and it's growing. And so is the need for bold action to fight this pandemic. We are still facing a dark winter." He called on Americans to separate politics from the virus and embrace mask wearing. "We could save tens of thousands of lives if everyone would just wear a mask for the next few months. Not Democratic or Republican lives, American lives," Biden said. "Please, I implore you, wear a mask." Now, look, do they say that's going to stop all the death from coronavirus? No, but it is the scientific consensus very clearly that mask wearing can help. It can't make you completely safe, but it can make you a little bit safer. So why the heck not? New daily confirmed cases are up more than 60% over the past 2 weeks, to an average of nearly 109,000 new cases a day. And hearing about Ben Carson, you got to wish him well. He should get better too soon. Average daily cases are in the rise in 48 of the 50 states. Rising. Not necessarily an encouraging sign. U.S. coronavirus deaths are up 18% over the past 2 weeks. They average now 939 every day. The virus has now killed more than 237,000 people in the U.S., hospitals in several states are running out of space and staff. And with all of this going on, is it appropriate to consider a potential nuclear crisis? General Barry McCaffrey says it's not only appropriate, it's unavoidable. We'll get to him coming right up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers getting back to work on Capitol Hill. Republicans holding their GOP luncheon on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell walking out of that luncheon and saying Democrats and Republicans need to come together to work on a new stimulus plan.
We need to think about if we're going to come up with a bipartisan package here about what size is appropriate. It seems to me that snag that hung us up for months is still there. I don't think the current situation demands a multi-trillion dollar package. So I think it should be highly targeted.
The Supreme Court is considering on Tuesday whether Obamacare should be thrown out in a Republican-led challenge to the health care law. The Supreme Court considered on Tuesday whether Obamacare should be thrown out in a Republican-led challenge to the health care law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, Barry McCaffrey has a record of service to his country in so many capacities, of course, most notably with 32 years in the United States Army, where he became a four-star general. He has also served as the so-called drug czar, trying to protect and meeting with some conspicuous success during his tenure, trying to protect the American public from the devastation and death and dementia and destruction all involved with chronic drug use and drug addiction. There's another drug that he was writing about in the Seattle Times, General McCaffrey, and it's one that most people would prefer not to think about, but it's something that it represents an ever-present danger. You mentioned that the current nine nuclear powers have 14,000, let that number sink in, 14,000 nuclear weapons, 90% of those warheads controlled by the U.S. or Russia. And you point out something that people should know, must know, we must teach our children, an all-out exchange between the United States and the Russians would be over quickly, in about 30 minutes, along with most life. Most life, yes, including animals, in both nations. General McCaffrey, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
The other thing you point out here, and again, it's something I've read a great deal about, you have devoted much of your career to it, is there are about 30 nations, including some very, very bad actors, who are within 5 years of developing nuclear capacity. Is that right?
Yeah, the technological threshold to become a nuclear power has gone down drastically. Essentially, it's now just an industrial manufacturing challenge. But the science of all this is on the Internet. And if you can get a rogue nation like Pakistan or North Korea to donate 40 pounds of highly enriched uranium or plutonium device, they're not really all that challenging to put together a workable nuclear weapon. We saw the Libyans, a third-tier country, were within striking distance.
To be generous.
When we scared, Muammar Gaddafi into handing it over.
Okay, right now, there's rumblings of war. There seem to be all the time between two nuclear powers, Pakistan and India, between India and China, another two nuclear powers. And, of course, North Korea is developing weapons that are supposed to be able to hit Seattle at some point. What do you think is the, of all these flashpoints in the world, what is the most dangerous?
Well, I'm not sure that in the short run there's any likely possibility of a nuclear exchange between any of them. The problem is the more widespread these nuclear weapons are, in situations in which there may be a dynamic effect of a conventional war that one side starts losing, like India-Pakistan. I've been saying for years that if it's all-out conventional war, unstopped by outside powers, the Indians would rapidly overcome Pakistan, and they would, in my judgment, go nuclear. The same situation really applies to the Iranians, who I think are at least a year or less capable of putting together a nuclear device. They've got the delivery systems. And so, you know, that in and of itself presents an existential threat to the Israelis, who, if they thought they were pending imminent launch from Iran, would first strike the Iranians. So the bottom line is we need international diplomacy and international law and energy behind bringing these weapons back into arms control agreements. And the arms control agreements basically are now almost obsolete in the sense that they used to be just Warsaw Pact, NATO, Russia, U.S. Now we've got to take into account a more complex situation.
What do you hear? And I know you still have very strong contacts in the military about the likely direction regarding these dangers of nuclear war, the likely direction for a new Biden administration.
Well, we'll see. I think the problem has been in the past, that in the past 4 years, that we've committed to modernizing U.S. weapons, which is a general statement I agree with. We need a tightly controlled, modernized nuclear deterrent capability. That's good. What we don't need is a global arms race in which we've seen the Russians, Putin in particular, coming up with bizarre, unneeded nuclear add-ons, hypersonic missiles, and you know, he had some goofy nuclear torpedo that would sail on its own autonomously to the United States and, you know, go up rivers and just the things that didn't make much weapons sense to me. So we've got an arms race starting, and the last of the arms control treaties between us and the Russians basically goes out of effect here in another 60 days. We got to get back to the negotiating table and try and bring these weapons under control, or they will eventually be used.
Let me ask you quickly in the time remaining to us. General McCaffrey, you've devoted much of your life to fighting the danger of very destructive drugs, drug addiction. What do you think of next door to us in the state of Oregon, their recent move to decriminalize methamphetamines, cocaine, pretty much everything? Good step? Is it step forward?
Well, you know, it's normally the this has now turned into another political issue in which the so-called drug war is the only impediment to dealing successfully with the threats of addiction. And in fact, you know, last year we had 72,000 Americans die of drug overdose. The great majority of them tended to be opioids, fentanyl, But we've got, a dynamic spike in cocaine use going on, methamphetamines, possibly the worst drug ever devised, is making a resurgence. And so the way you deal with this is you try and educate your young people to play sports and not do drugs, and you try and stigmatize addiction, and then you try and provide treatment options for those, you know, pick a number you believe in. I say it's around 16 million of us have a chronic addiction problem, normally polydrug abuse. And it's terribly destructive to families, the workplace. Oregon's action is nuts, and the state of Washington is probably going to pursue the same route.
Well, let us raise our voices, and we need to have you back to talk about this, because people are rightly concerned about the fentanyl and the opioids, which kill more than murder and traffic accidents combined. And yet simply saying, oh, we're going to fix everything by decriminalizing and showing more tenderness and understanding, that's a slogan, that's not a solution. Barry McCaffrey is a uniquely gifted and generous with his time and effort and soul public servant. And his column about 10 years until Armageddon, the nuclear threat grows. It was a column in the Seattle Times that everybody should consider and read. We will hook it up to our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, another problem that people talk about, but nothing seems ever to get done. The problem of homeless encampments everywhere in Seattle. Encampments that help no one. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Covering that fine column by David Brooks about what is it that people were trying to tell their political leaders in the election a week ago. But you know what? You have another means, aside from participating in an election, where you can get directly in touch with your politician and give them a piece of your mind. It's a great service. It is completely free. It's called ContactMyPolitician.com. It's American-owned, it's nonpartisan, and it is the easiest way for you to find all your elected representatives and let them know what's on your mind, what you need taken care of. ContactMyPolitician.com lets you easily find your own elected politicians and communicate with them via written and video messages with just a few clicks, bink, 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 from wherever, whenever you want, with ContactMyPolitician.com. And you can let them know that Michael sent you. Meanwhile, this is something that politicians should know about, and they should do something about it, which is it's a cry from the heart that got my very sympathetic attention. I don't know the author, but her name is Braden Rex Johnson. She's a retired food and wine writer. She is a author of a series of Pike Place Market cookbooks right here in Seattle. And she writes this as a guest columnist in Seattle Times. In the wee hours of a recent Friday morning, she writes, "I was jolted from sleep by a man screaming at the top of his lungs, 'I'm sick of this!' He cried. Me too, I thought, as I pulled the covers over my head. Having lived in downtown Seattle for the past 30 years, my husband and I have seen and heard a lot. Strange noises at all times of the day and night are nothing new. Couples arguing, dogs barking, sirens blaring, even the occasional gunshot. Don't get me wrong, I feel for the mentally ill who walk our downtown streets, and for the homeless people who have set up their encampments along First Avenue and throughout the city. They need our help. But as my husband and I lie in bed in our high-rise condominium, listening helplessly as someone yells obscenity so loudly they can be heard around the block, or the man who mumbles endless streams of gibberish, or the person whose guttural mutterings sound like the embodiment of sheer evil, we realize it shouldn't be this way. In a modern and progressive city like Seattle. For several years," she writes, "even before the COVID-19 lockdown and closure of many downtown businesses, my husband and I had been careful not to walk down certain streets due to drug and gang activity. and the threat of possible violence. Nowadays, whenever we leave the house, we carry pepper spray and have learned not to make eye contact with questionable people. But lately, we've been afraid to walk anywhere outside our building, worried that some unfortunate soul with voices running through his or her head might accost us for no reason. This came true for an elderly resident in a nearby building who was simply out to walk his small, well-behaved dog. "I hear your dog," a man who had been skulking around the neighborhood yelled as he shoved our neighbor to the ground. Luckily, our neighbor survived with only a bad gash above his eye and bruises after an emergency trip to Harborview by ambulance. And then she refers to something which I spoke with you about on this show. An October 30th editorial on the Seattle Times rejects Seattle's absurd misdemeanor proposal, shown a spotlight on an outlandish proposition by Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold that would effectively legalize misdemeanor crimes that victimize thousands of Seattle residents every year. All perpetrators need to do to get out of those charges is to show symptoms of substance abuse or mental disorder, or that their crime was related to poverty. In other words, they're basically saying to homeless people, you don't have the same standards as the rest of us. Yep, you can go on and do whatever you want. You're not going to get any serious charges. Talk about a coffin nail in an already struggling downtown retail and residential core, she writes. Shoplifting, stalking, vehicle prowls, and threatening someone with a gun, among many other misdemeanor crimes, would be minimized and easily defensible under this new city council plan. Something must be done to rescue our city. Realistic proposals by the Seattle City Council and fruitful communications between the police council, between the city council, the Seattle Police Department, Mayor Durkin, and concerned citizens who live downtown would be a good start. We can no longer look away from today's ugly truth. It is time for anyone who cares about the future of this city to stand up and be heard. Like the angry man outside our window screamed, "I'm sick of this." Let me add this when you talk about being sick of this. They have a headline which got my attention because I thought, hey, maybe this is good news. It says, Mayor Durkin proposes $5.6 million for Parks Trash Plan. But you know what? This plan would only assure more trash in the parks. You know why? Just listen. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has proposed a $5.6 million plan to address trash and maintenance needs in parks and public spaces between now and next summer. The city has struggled to meet those needs since the COVID-19 pandemic began, the mayor's office said, citing an increase in trash and illegal dumping, a dip in staffing due to COVID-19 protocols, and a reduction in volunteer cleanups. Seattle Public Utilities collected 195% more trash material in public spaces from July to September. You know how much that was? It was 921,000 pounds of garbage. Durkin's plan requires council approval. It would add about $1.2 million to Seattle's remaining budget. And it would also increase spending on graffiti removal and business district cleanups and assigning teams of employees from multiple departments to chip away at the city's cleaning maintenance backlog. Now, you'll notice there's nothing here about the real problem, which is homeless encampments. It only comes later in the story. Durkin has heard from community members all over the city. The story in the Seattle Times reports that more should be done to clean public rights of way and parks. It is critical we keep our parks and playgrounds safe and accessible to all. Several aspects of the mayor's plan would address needs at tent camps that have sprouted in a number of parks. Some neighborhoods and business groups, including the Georgetown Council, complained about such camps in a letter about various parks problems last week, causing some tent residents and advocates to worry the city hall might evict the camps without offering adequate help. Why not evict the camps? Why should they be encouraged to be there by your providing more trash pickup for them? Helping to pick up their... I mean, you got to clean up the trash. I understand that. But you've got to clean out the camps. This is completely outrageous. They say without offering adequate help, public health officials have warned that breaking up camps could spread the coronavirus. Durkin's plan says this initiative is not a proposal to increase on encampment removals. The council's homelessness committee chair, Andrew Lewis, said the services in question should win a widespread support. Absolutely widespread support if they do something to get the idea across that these beautiful city parks that literally generations of people have contributed to and donated to and helped to facilitate and loved, these city parks need to be protected against vagrants and people, many of them out-of-town arrivals, who come here and say, oh yeah, great camping in Seattle. Let me at Discovery Park or Magnuson Park or any of the jewels of our park system. In Denny Park, the oldest park in the city, right downtown near South Lake Union, Denny Park is covered with homeless tents. And they just installed a dumpster for the convenience of the residents. Look, we are not going to make any progress at all unless the idea is put across that you cannot camp in public. Why should it be, other than that we welcome all of this and encourage it, that Seattle, which is number 17 in population in the country, is number 3 in terms of homeless population? Because we have city leadership that encourages more and more and more people to come sleep in public. It makes no sense. It needs to stop. And we can do better for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.